Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Luda Thursdays. I love it. This is a Luda kind of day. Game time. 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Rocking and rolling. Couple of things to tackle. I'm going to get into, I'm really pumped about a Nebraska football thought that I have. Like, I'm really pumped about it. And that's coming up at the top of the hour here. So about 15 minutes. You're not going to miss that. I mean, I really feel good about this. Like, feel good about it. Okay. But a couple of things with the NBA. It was kind of weird last night to have no NBA. It was like, I'm out here just like sitting on my deck. Like, so like, this is what the real world's like. Like, what am I supposed to do?
There's nothing. Well, one of my favorite shows had their season finale. So I was grateful.
Right.
But then at the same time, I was like, after that was over, I was like, I have nothing.
I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yep.
I mean, all of a sudden you just get games every night, games every night. And no game. You're just like, man, I was out there like, sweating, going through withdrawals. I need Giannis. I need a Euro step. Couple of things with the Warriors, real quick. Let me address a couple of things. Like the whole, I feel like I've tried to assess this a bunch of times, but I don't know if I've done a great job of it. The whole topic of, are the Warriors better without KD? Okay, you know what? We know what I'm going to do right now. Here's what I want to. Here's what I want to do, and I'm trying to think of how I want to frame it because there's two different ways to do it. But I can do it both ways, and you'll prove my point. Okay. Gun to your head. Literally, there are masked men that have put a gun to your head, and they say, "All right, you have to coach against or play against." Or bet against the Warriors. You have to win this, or we'll shoot you. Do you want Kevin Durant to play or not to play? Or better, I could turn it like you need the Warriors to win a game against a really good team. Gun to your head. KD is standing, like, KD is healthy. KD, you were looking, KD went through his warm-up. KD's got a nice little sweat going. KD is standing there, ready to play. He's standing there. He's got his shooting, like, he has got his jersey on, he's ready. He's like, I'm good to go. Hey, man, I'm good to go. I'm good to go if you need me. You're going to say, no, KD, no. Come on. You're going to have KD. You are going to have KD play. Trust me, I'm with you. Like, here's the thing. The coward laid this out perfectly. You're like, you know, people go nuts like, LeBron's better than Jordan, and people scream, oh my God, no, he's not. Well, you know, there are aspects of LeBron's game that he was better than Jordan, right? Like, there are varying degrees of better. Like, there are certain things that are, to me, it's indisputable at this point that the Warriors... certain aspects of things they're better without KD. Ball movement, player movement, Steph is better, Draymond's better, all that stuff. Like, but that doesn't mean they're overall in a one-game setting or in a one-series setting better. So there are, like, layers to quote-unquote better. There are layers to it. And this comes from a guy, I'm not a KD fan. I'm not a KD fan. I'm not a KD guy at all. I'm not so sure he's not the most he is the most unlikable big superstar in sports to me almost. I'm not sure if you like KD, I just don't understand what it is about him that is likable. What's the redeeming quality of Kevin Durant to me? Like, I don't know what it is. I don't. He's not a likable guy to me. But I'm also not stupid. I'm also not stupid. Sticking with the Warriors, because it is pretty remarkable that what I think the final stat was that in that Blazers Warriors series, the Blazers led for 101 minutes compared to the Warriors only led for 83 minutes. So again, the Blazers led for more minutes of this series, yet got swept. Didn't just lose a game, didn't lose, they got swept. What does that mean? You know, like, so let's think about that, because sometimes you have to see a cool stat, and sometimes you see a cool stat and you go, wow, that's interesting. But then sometimes you go, okay, well, what does that even mean? Like, what do we make of that? You know what that stat means? Couple of things. First of all, it means their good is on another level. It means their top flight performance is on a totally different level. That's number one. And then it also speaks to their championship mental pedigree. Because how many times did you see, were you watching them play and they got down double digits, got down 12, 14, 16 points, and did you ever see them even flinch, even blink, even bat an eye? Never. Never. That goes back to some of the stuff we talked about yesterday about still trying to rebuild some various aspects of the Nebraska football program. One of them is kind of what that is, the confidence. Championship pedigree of, like, you know, it doesn't matter what the score is or what the situation is, we will find a way to win. There are a lot of teams that would get down 17 on the road and go, either panic or go, this isn't our night, especially if they're up 2-0 or 3-0. It's not going to happen tonight. I mean, you could see it like when Milwaukee got down the other day at Toronto, crowd rocking. You can see it. Their body language is like, uh-oh.
There was no fight back.
No fight. A look of shell shock. There was they had that look. Their body language was not good. Now contrast that with Golden State's body language. They're playing at a tough. Listen, playing at Portland, that's not an easy place to play. Nope. They're on the road. The arena's rocking. They're down. You know, Myers Leonard's having the game of his life. All this stuff. Like, Did their body language change at all? Not at all. That's a championship pedigree, a championship mentality. That's what it is. So to me, that's like, well, what does that stat mean? To me, that's what it means. They're goods on another level, and it also speaks to their championship pedigree. That's how you have you're playing somebody for a series. They lead for more minutes, and yet you sweep them. Pretty amazing, right? Pretty amazing. All right, Kevin Kugler, Danny Woodhead, Brian Munson, all still to come on the show. 402-951-1620. You can email the show, nick@1620thezone.com, or can hit me on Twitter @NickBaugh. Coming up next, I think it is smart in this world to find people that are similar to you in whatever way, and if they're successful, to study them and figure out what they're doing and try to take some things from it. I'll tell you who Nebraska football needs to study next.